This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It could have a lot of incentive, as you may well know what we're talking about here with Connor Bedard in the draft, to not be giving their fullest effort against Pittsburgh in those games, with Pittsburgh finishing with Chicago and Columbus. But anyway. All right, Don Granato is live. Let's take you there to hear from the Sabres head coach.
Work hard to support him being his first night. I thought they did a nice job with that, allowing him to get into the game and get into the feel of things. And he was very good. What a save with a minute and a half left to keep it tied. And then Skinner scored a highlight goal to win it. But Devin was great all the way through. Looked confident. Movements and vision and everything else was good.
Devin said he actually wants those moments, like the one with Panarin with a minute 30 left. Is there anything you see in him that tells you that he wants those kind of situations?
Yeah, the only part of that moment I liked was the save. I don't want those moments, but yeah, it's a guy that, like all guys, are competitive. If you're a goalie and you're competitive, you want to make big saves. So that doesn't surprise me at all that he would say that.
Don, what was your thought just about your club? You get the win. Obviously, they're not going to the goal score tonight. The whole team's going toward the goalie. It's like, obviously, everybody knew what this meant in the bigger picture, not just this game.
That's nice. That's a nice touch. The win was most important. We need to win, and I posed that to the guys before the game. Obviously, this is playoff time for us. We need to scrap and battle and find a way to win, and we had to find a way to win tonight at the end of it. With a good save to finish and a great play to finish. The third was, I thought we stayed on it. We battled. It was not without some challenge. We had some chances that we had to kill a penalty. We had some chances that looked like we could have had a power play out of it, but we had to stay on it. And again, the credit to our guys to dial in and finish it.
Jeff certainly stayed motivated because he was furious when they didn't call a penalty on that one play, and then he comes back and scores the game winner. He seemed like he was very motivated.
Yeah, I think that motivated me the more. We just spoke of that in the coach's room that he felt there should have been a call on that, and I can see why he felt that. He would not be without making amends for that. I was happy that it was on his stick in overtime.
For Devin, he's got two shots. He's facing two shots in the first period. What are you thinking for a guy in that spot in his first game to not see that much action?
You know, again, I felt the most important thing was to give him a chance to get into the game without seeing, try to limit high quality as best you can early on. So he can just get past the early on and start getting into all the familiarity of this is just another hockey game. You have the nerves, the excitement, the nerves, everything at the start. So I really felt that if our team could get him through a bit, he would just settle right in. And obviously he did just that. And a credit to our guys as a group. I thought the first period, the first opportunity against was off the linesman when we entered the zone, and they come back for a chance. And we were entering the zone off the linesman back the other way, which happens. And then we had two giveaways, and that was it. Otherwise, we defended extremely well. And a giveaway or turnover, it's tough to defend. You don't have enough time. But we kept it very minimal, and he was good.
On JJ's goal, it's a beautiful goal, but did you feel like if he's not hard on his stick, because he's got a guy on him and on his stick, if he's not hard on his stick, he's not going to score that goal?
We've talked about that with Jack Quinn and JJ being strong on pucks and battling on pucks. And JJ battled Trocheck and maybe Harper, Mikkelina, one of their big defensemen. Um, I think they all went down. JJ only went down to one knee and stayed on the puck to keep it alive prior, just moments before the before he scored the goal. So yes, that was extremely noticeable to me because, you know, we're one growth area for young guys is to be strong on pucks, and we've been pushing our guys on that initiative. And you see Jack Quinn, he gets bounced quite a bit because he's given up 20 pounds and a lot of strength, but he stays with the puck, even though he might have to play it on one knee while he's on one knee or before he regains his center of gravity. And that's what Peterka did on his goal.
When Devin makes a save like he did on Kapokako with, you know, whatever, 90 seconds left in the second period, just like, what did he do to the bench? That was kind of his first real big save. Like, what does that do to the guys?
They're excited, Danny, for, you know, as I mentioned, they were excited for Rusick the other day when he scored his first goal, you know, when he had an assist. And it's players really, really identify with their how they felt their first game in the National Hockey League, what it felt like to put a jersey on and go in the National Hockey League. So they get a chance to relive it through every guy that comes in. And you can see that, you know, you can see that on the bench, you can see that before the game, and certainly after the game, how excited this group was with you know, with Devin.
Jordan Greenway's goal, powering up the right side, is that what you envision him kind of player being?
Yeah, I felt he was a little behind tonight, just not playing a bit and the game pace. But, you know, he did it against a defenseman that was 6'6". So, you know, he's 6'5" himself and strong enough to hold that defenseman off and then skilled enough to maintain possession with one hand until he could get to the net. And then anything can happen from there. So yes, there was a lot of great attributes that add to our group. Seen in that situation, a 6'6" defenseman couldn't push him away from the net, and he had 60 or 80 feet of ice to try to do it. So that was a big goal, and how it happened, I felt was real big for us. Good, and I can tell you, you know, having coached him, he's nowhere near where he can be or where he is coming off an injuries that he had. It's tough, and I think he'll probably be even better tomorrow.
Any chance Tage could play tomorrow or no?
There is. I would say slight because it's back-to-back, this could, what he has, can resolve to the point where, you know, he's pain-free at any moment. So we'll see. We'll hope that that's the case.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.